It's what you all been waiting for. Turn on to it, Tina.
The segment with the beautiful Tina P. from Crusher Magazine.
Tina P., the segment that we have all been waiting for this week. What do you have great for us?
This week, I decided to bring on a band from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, called Untimely Demise. You may remember we had Glenn Drover on the show last week. He talked a bit about Untimely Demise, that they had flown in from Saskatchewan into Toronto, Canada, to help produce their album. So we decided that we would do this interview for our listeners this week, just so that they could get a feel for what it's like for Canadian bands trying to make it in the thrash metal genre of music. I hope the listeners love these guys. They're great, great band, great guys, awesome music. And, yeah, that's the interview for this week, is Untimely Demise from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada.
With who? With which member?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, with Murray Cuthbertson. He's the bassist. And Murray and I actually have been MySpace friends for quite some time now. And we just hooked up, and I really love their music, and we became fast friends, and I decided to ask him to do this interview with me. So he agreed, and here's our interview.
Great, and what's the pick of the week right after this interview?
Oh, yeah, well, we've got a real surprise for our listeners. We've got the world premiere of My Tragedy by Untimely Demise, featuring Glenn Drover doing some of the solo parts. It's a really great song, and they're a very, very amazing thrash metal band. People really need to check these guys out.
Excellent. Let's go to the interview.
Hey, Murray. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Tina, yourself?
Not too bad. So, listen, we had Glenn Drover on my segment last week. Glenn Drover being ex-guitarist of metal band Megadeth. And he happened to mention a band that he helped produce called Untimely Demise. So being as you were already a MySpace friend of mine, I thought maybe we could hook up and talk a little bit about your band and the new EP and possibly how Glenn Drover assisted you in the recording of that EP. How did that all come about, Murray?
Well, basically, back in September, I just saw that Glenn had created a MySpace profile, and we've always been huge fans of Megadeth, and, you know, we're super stoked when the Drover brothers came into the band because of the Canadian connection and just seemed like good guys. So I got a hold of Glenn, and, you know, we started talking, and I said, yeah, if you're setting up a studio, you know, that'd be awesome if you could help record us, because, you know, your instincts for the music can't be taught by anyone else, and, you know, just got a good dialogue going, and eventually said, well, you know, I'm in Toronto, right? So I said, yeah, I know that. And we're, of course, out in the prairies, and he said, well, yeah, we'll fly down and definitely want to work with you if you want to, you know, help us out. And he's like, yeah, no problem, you know, just send me some demos, let me hear them, and we'll take it from there. And, you know, sure enough, a couple months later, in November, we were down in Mississauga in Toronto, worked with Glenn Drover. So, good deal.
That sounds like a great deal. And from what I hear, Glenn also played a few guitar solos on this EP, did he not?
Yeah, actually, we were basically had a few spots where we hadn't had a chance to write any solos yet. And after we'd recorded the tracks, Glenn said, you know, I think there's something missing here and there, and he's like, why don't I play something? And we said, yeah, if you want a great set with your awesome playing on our album, we're totally down. And yeah, sure enough, he did a couple solos on My Tragedy and on Human Condition. So definitely have to have everyone pick up the album and try to guess who's playing which solo.
All right, well, so speaking of the album, what is the album called? Is it self-titled, or what's the name of the album?
Well, we figured we'd use one of the song titles for our album title, and the one that, you know, personifies and sums up the music the best would be Full Speed Metal, so it's going to be our Full Speed Metal EP, I guess.
When do you think this will be released?
We're hoping for early May right now. We had just sent away for our artwork yesterday, and that's going to be about 4 weeks to get all the sketches and get the final product to us. Then we gotta get it to a manufacturing stamping place, and then, you know, try to independently find locations that we can sell it. So it's a lot of work still, but pretty excited about it all.
I bet you are. I understand that there was quite a sacrifice made as well for this album. You guys had some nice apartment out where you live in Saskatchewan, Canada, and you gave it up just to fly out to Toronto to have Glenn work on that EP with you. Is that true?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's totally true. Just had to put everything on the line, and we realized, you know, Glenn is a very busy guy, and a lot of people want to work with him, and if there was that window of opportunity to work with him, we couldn't squander it. So we thought we'd just, you know, roll our dice and put all of our chips in the pile, and yeah, we freed up some money and were able to fly out to Toronto and work with Glenn.
Wow, wow. So a lot of sacrifices made on your part, and the rest of the guys. Who are the guys in the band?
Okay, well, first I'm Murray, the bass player, and then my brother Matthew is the lead singer. He also does lead guitar and rhythm guitar duties.
Right.
He's actually at work right now, so he's paying for the dub as I have the pleasure of talking about it. And then we have Scott Cross on percussion, and then we have Noel Wilcox on lead guitar.
How did you guys meet up?
Well, my brother and I have been, you know, playing in bands since 2000, you know. Like, he was playing in bars when he was 16 and I was 19, and we always, you know, just loved music. And then, you know, we had member changes over the years, and finally it was down to just my brother and I, and we needed a drummer, and we were going through a CD Plus store a couple years ago and saw an ad up saying this guy was an experienced drummer and, you know, liked rock, metal, and punk, and we said, hey, those are all the styles we like too, so let's give him a call. Called him up, went over to his garage, started jamming. That's how we got Scott into the band. It was a pretty quick process. And then our other buddy who had played lead guitar initially in the band saw what we had built, and he wanted to rejoin, so that's how we got the lineup in place.
Wow, cool. So who are some of your influences? I'm sure it varies with the different band members, but who mostly do you guys get influenced by? What bands?
Well, basically the whole history of heavy metal has had its influence on us. I mean, we love the Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Megadeth, Old Metallica, Slayer, Exodus, Testament, like you name it. And then, you know, for newer bands, we really like what's coming out of Canada as far as Into Eternity, awesome band, and we're actually playing a show with them on May 8th. They're great. And then 3 Inches of Blood, and the list just goes on and on. I mean, anybody, and Creator also, but just anybody that plays hard, has solos and melody, I think they're having an influence on us.
So if you were to describe your music, how would you describe it?
I describe it as fast, thrashy, a lot of dual guitar work, sometimes, you know, just frantic, very, very fast. I wouldn't know what to say, because a lot of our songs, you know, sometimes the next song will have a different sound than the previous one, so it's definitely a tough question, Gene. I'm not sure if I can describe it other than saying we're going to be playing as fast as possible and tech as possible most of the time.
Right on. It sounds good. So if people wanted to check the band out, Untimely Demise, where would they be able to find you?
You could reach us on MySpace at www.myspace.com/untimelydemisemusic. That would be in one word for the last part.
Right.
So that's our main contact address. We don't have a website yet, but yeah. Definitely check out our MySpace, and we're previewing the whole album up there right now, so if people want to get a free listen before we have it in stores, you know, I'd recommend to do so.
Right on. Sounds good. I've been on your MySpace, and I really, really like your music. That was one of the reasons when you first requested a friend ad that I added you guys because the music was just outstanding. I loved it.
Right on.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, you guys hadn't even, you know, recorded with Glenn Drover yet, and the stuff that I was hearing I liked. So I thought it was just a really cool coincidence that, you know, Glenn ended up helping you guys produce your first EP. I thought that was very cool.
Oh, yeah, no, it's beyond any of our wildest dreams, and things just keep getting better, so can't complain at all. Really liking what's happening, and we're just going to keep working hard to put out good music, and hopefully some people like it along the way.
I'm sure they will. Murray, I wanted to ask you another question.
Sure.
I wondered, what do you think of the Canadian music scene in Canada? Because we, as a population, we don't have a lot of people here. It's very hard, very difficult for Canadian artists, and especially in the metal, thrash metal genres, to get the support that they need, like their American counterparts. How do you feel about that whole scene? How difficult has it been for you and for the band?
It's been very difficult for us because, Saskatoon, it's a city that, you know, supports metal, but it really seems to only support the biggest acts. Like, if there's a Metallica's coming to town, you're going to have a sold-out show, but when it comes to checking out local metal bands, you really have to go out there and be tacking up the posters and telling everybody you know, hey, come check out the show. So I guess our city itself is very hard to promote metal. Regina, the capital of Saskatchewan, is you know, much bigger of a metal town, so hopefully we can keep building the scene here, but I think just it's all DIY at this point, especially if you do extreme music. I mean, you can't expect any handouts from anyone, so it's just working in an alliance with all the other hardworking bands and, you know, good journalists like yourself and photographers and everyone to me. It's just all word of mouth networking, kind of like how the tape trading went in the 80s with American thrash metal then. Hasn't really changed.
Right. Well, thanks for the compliment, Murray.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, well, listen, it was great chatting with you today, and all the best with the EP. I will definitely be watching you guys. Good luck with everything, with your future endeavors, and I hope that this little interview allows some of our thrash metal listeners to check you guys out. Once again, the website is www.myspace.com/untimelydemisemusic. Go check these guys out. They will rock your ass off. Thank you so much, Murray.
Oh, no problem. And thank you, Tina, and thanks to everyone out there that's checking out our music and helped us up to this point and are going to help us in the future.
Right on. All the best. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.